I think that the topic that is central in your gathering in the South Africa is of highest priority. To think about the place of the African continent and African countries and African people in the context of emerging multipolar world order is the central point, is a most important thing to think of, to discuss and to elaborate. Because first of all, we need to understand that world order is changing now under our eyes. The previous unipolar world order based on the unipolarity, on the hegemony of the West, of the globalist liberalism and capitalism and colonialism is over. The time, epoch, the age of domination of the West over the rest is over. A new world order is taking shape just in front of us. It is multipolar world order. African continent should be united and should become the real independent pole of the multipolar system. It is not enough to have in Africa such big countries and powerful countries as South Africa or Nigeria or Ethiopia or the other. So there are many serious and strong African countries, but they are incomparable in front of the other poles. In order to grant to Africa the real sovereignty or that could be comparable with the other pole, we need to unify Africa. And that the relevance and central place of Pan-Africanist movement appears here. From the very beginning of anti-colonial struggle of African people, the best minds of African continent, Leopold Senghor, Krume, Sheikh Anta Diop, and many others, they dreamed about this unified Africa, Africa that will transcend the artificial post-colonial borders, cutting the tribes, the ethnic groups, the cultures, ancient African political entities, and imposing the colonial rules for the post-colonial Africa. So we need to think about how to help to the Africa to become independent pole, the big space, how unite Africa on the spiritual level, on the economical level, on the financial level, on the security level. So we need greater Africa as the new pole of multipolar world. And in order to do that, we need, first of all, to help to the African peoples to decolonize them finally, because after political decolonization, the colonial presence of the ex-colonial powers is still here in the mind of African people. So there is a kind of colonization of minds, because colonial powers coming out from Africa, they have left here their political ideas, liberalism, nationalism, their economical system, capitalism, market society, their cultural patterns that now embedded in the anti-human tradition of LGBT, post-humanism, and so on. And so the ex-masters and slave traders of the West, they are still controlling the African minds, political, cultural, social, economic minds, ruling Africa in the indirect way. So in order to get free, to liberate Africa from the colonial heritage, you need to make the final move for African liberation and decolonization of mind. And decolonization of mind could not happen only in one African country taken separately. So in order to re-establish the dignity of African culture, autochthonic African culture, we need to work together, to bring together different African people and to create greater Africa, basing on African spirit, on African idea of anti-colonial, post-colonial, somehow pre-colonial identity. You know that your people, African people, suffered many, many years, the centuries from the Western colonialism. So many dead, so many enslaved people, so many suffering, violence, rape, humiliation of African identity. And you have passed through all these proofs. And now it is time to revenge. But the revenge should be repetition of the same attitude as the colonial masters have exercised against your heroic and rich, spiritually rich people. It is not African way to respond. I think the best revenge of the Africa is to make Africa great, greater than before, to unite Africa, to show the example of flourishment and prosperity of independent African pole, civilizational state of Africa. So I think that will be the revenge if you show your ex-colonizers the better way out of the present global crisis that the West is drowned in. So I think to restoration of the African greatness, the African dignity, that will be the best answer for those who tried to keep the African population as the slaves, as the subhuman, making genocide. For example, I could not without tears read about genocide of Khoisan people in Southern Africa, because the Anglo-Saxons and somehow Germans as well, they have totally eradicated the Tonos population and how many Bantu people and other people, all people of Africa, how much you suffered from this colonization. It is impossible. It is incredible. And the West could not recognize fully its crime because they tried to control still, to impose their rules, their principles, their values in African continent. And they don't help in the reality to the African revival. And they still exploit that special African character, very mild, very subtle, in order to continue to exploit African people, in order to liberate Africa and to create its place, its natural place, organic place in the multipolar world. We need to liberate Africa from any kinds of colonization, and first of all, from colonization of minds. And in that sense, Russia, as the country that never participated in colonial adventure of the West, never had any colony in Africa, Russia stays now at your side. We support you fully, and I hope and I believe that the same attitude will be confirmed from all our multipolar friends, from China, making many efforts to revival African economy, African industry, transport system. The same attitude we expect from India, from Islamic states, from Latin America. So the multipolar club, it is full of the friends of the Africa, sincere and faithful. And I think that together we will overcome, and we, with Africa and relying on Africa, we will create the multipolar world. So the African continent should be united in the transport systems, and maybe making its own currency, pan-African currency. We need to find the new identity to unite different ethnical and religious and cultural groups of Africa. So we need to make this African unity inclusive and not exclusive. We need to accept all kinds of identities, all kinds of traditional values of different tribes, ethnical groups, nations. And I think that is the challenge. We need to make Africa economically sovereign, culturally independent from all the rest. And when there are the friends, real friends of Africa, African people will be very grateful for them.